Blog Talk Radio.
The
Now we're giving it up, but I want to hear y'all talk to the Lord and give y'all praise, because hallelujah is the highest praise. Can I hear you? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. One more time, let me hear. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, so I will rejoice, and you shall rejoice, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I want to welcome each and every one of you here today. It is a beautiful day. God has truly blessed us and given us another day where we are able to see life, and that we are able to have this day where we can say, thank you, Lord, for allowing us to live yet another day. Amen? For there are so many people who did not see today. Glory to God, whether it was they died last night, or they died a couple of days ago, last week, last month, last year, or many years ago. But there are those of us who have family members who have passed away, amen, or who have went to meet the Lord, praise God, but they are no longer here physically on the earth. So for those of us who are here, amen, we thank God for life, amen. Glory to God, because he allows us to live, or he has allowed us to live to see another day. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Well, today, amen, we are discussing, praise the Lord, is assisted suicide right or wrong? And you may say, well, why are we discussing this? What is the purpose of this conversation? Why do you feel it necessary to have this discussion? Praise God. And if that is what you have to say, or if that is your opinion about today's discussion, I want to welcome you, and I thank you for coming, and I thank you for being here, and I welcome you to join the chat line, in the chat room, rather, and I also welcome you to join on the phone lines so that we can have a well-balanced discussion, because the Bible says, come, let us reason together. Amen. It does not say, come, let us argue, come, let us debate, but it does say, come, let us reason together. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I welcome everybody to call in, those who are for it or those who are against it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I want to welcome everybody, those of you who are in the chat room, those of you who are on the phone lines. Glory to God. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and get started with this discussion. I do see I have a caller here. Praise God. I do believe I know who my caller is. Amen. But I'm going to open up the line anyway to let the caller introduce himself or herself. Caller, I'm opening up your mic right now. Please introduce yourself.
Amen.
Praise God.
This
you're on the air.
Amen. This is Prophet Morgan. Amen. From our Horn of Light here in Dallas, Texas. I just come to tune into the broadcast and enjoy myself.
Amen. Well, praise God. I thank God for you being here. God bless you. Praise the Lord. And I'm sure that the Lord will move you. Praise God, or you will have something on your heart about this discussion. Amen, because it is important that we have these types of discussions. People should not feel as if they cannot question things. People should not feel as if they cannot make their own choices or decisions. Is that not right, Prophet?
That's right.
Because God gave us a choice. You know, he gave us free will, and we have the right to make our own choices. So, you know, I want to start off the discussion with that in mind. God has given you the ability to make your own decisions. We're not here today to say you cannot make the choice for yourself whether you choose to live or whether you choose to die, because God himself has even given you the right to make that choice. Is that not right, Prophet?
Yes.
And because he is a loving God, because he is a just and righteous and holy God, he gives you the right to make your own choices. He will not make the choice for you whether you will live or die, or whether you will choose to live for him or live without him. Is that right, Prophet?
Yes.
Amen. And since we know God to be a wonderful God, King, Creator, Ruler, Father, amen, he says you can have the choice. The choice is yours, amen. But here's where we want to go. Does that mean that the choice you made was the right choice to make?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can make a choice, or because you have the right to choose whether you decide to live or die, does that make it right?
Yeah.
Come on, because, see, we got to go there because, you know, we're in a society or in a world today where we say everybody's right, everybody can make their own choices, and whatever I choose is right for me, and that may very well be the case. It may be right for you, but is it the right thing to do because it is right for you? Because you feel that this is the decision that you want to make, and you can make it, but does that make the decision you made the right choice to make? And is it according to what the Bible says? Because we didn't come here today just to talk about whether the decision or whether the choice is right or wrong. We also came to talk about what the Bible says.
Yes.
How does God feel about it? What does God say? Was it God's intention for you to be able to take your own life? Does God feel that if you're in enough pain, if you're suffering enough, does God say, okay, you know what, we're going to go ahead and end this pain. I see you're in too much pain. I see that you cannot take this pain anymore. So now you have the right to end your life. Is that God's will? Or is that man's will? Is that our decision that we say, I can't take this anymore. I can't deal with this anymore. And the only way I can end this pain and end this suffering is to take my own life. Whether it is taken physically by you doing it yourself, or whether it is taken by someone else assisting you, whether it is legal or illegal, so to speak, because assisted suicide today is legal by physicians, You know, not just anybody can assist you. I believe they also have, there's another term for it, and I'm not quite familiar with the actual term. But I did see a documentary where there is someone who can assist you, rather, in getting the pills, I believe it was, that you could take to end your suffering or end your own life. Praise God. So let us go ahead and pray first. Father God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the time that we are about to spend and share together. Lord God, let your will be done. Lord, let your voice be heard. Lord, yet let your presence be felt and known. Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us, and teach us. Christ Jesus, do what only you can do here and now, because we need a word from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We need you to intervene. We need you to bring a revelation. We need you, Lord, to have your way. We need you to speak, Lord, so that the people can hear you and hear what you have to say and hear how you feel and hear what is on your heart, so that they may know what your will and desire is for their life. Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for every person who is here, for every person who will be here, and for every person who will come in listening to the archives, oh Lord God, and hear what thus saith the Lord, not what thus saith me or anyone else, Lord God, but what thus saith the Lord, because they need a word from you. The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So God, they need to hear you. They need to hear your voice. They need to hear your word, your wisdom, your will about what you have to say, oh Lord God, concerning what we can and cannot do with this life or this body that you allow us to live in or to have. So Father God, I thank you right now for what you have done, what you will do, and what has already been done in Jesus' name. And for every life that will be changed, transformed, renewed, every mind, and every person who will be blessed by what you are about to allow to be said herein and on today. Lord God, I ask you to let all of me to decrease and allow all of you to increase. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, let no flesh stand here in your presence. In Jesus' name I pray and I thank you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, people of God. Bless his name, for truly he is worthy of all the honor and all the glory and all the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, prophet, praise God. Since you are the man in the house today, amen, go ahead and give me, praise God, what are your thoughts, what the Bible says, if you've come with some scripture, because I got a few scriptures here that we can go over, amen. But I would like to hear what you have to say. Go ahead, man of God.
Amen. Prophet, you know, I haven't really biblically research the topic of suicide.
Right.
So that's one of the reasons why.
Well,
I want
to go ahead then. In that case, let us go ahead and go into some scriptures so we can discuss this situation here. Because first, let's just go into, give me just a second here as we discuss it. I want to go into the definition of the word suicide. Amen. And anybody here can find it on Google. Amen. It's on the front page. I didn't go into any links. It says, suicide is the action of killing oneself intentionally. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so that means you had every intention, you thought about it, amen, whether you did it physically by yourself or someone helped you to do it, amen. You had already premeditated killing yourself, amen. Praise God. For whatever reason. Because sometimes it's not, you know, you are, for example, you got cancer or you have AIDS or, you know, you're paralyzed and you have no function of your body. Maybe you could speak, but you don't have any functioning parts of your body that you can control yourself. Maybe you have become paralyzed and you know, you don't want to be paralyzed. You were once a person who could function normally, physically. You can walk and, you know, get to places, get to do the things that you wanted to do without, you know, having to be in a wheelchair. Whatever the case may be, even if those are those reasons, there are many more. Paraplegic, there are other people who are in vegetative states. I mean, it just depends on the condition of your physical health, or people who say, you know, I'm just tired of life. I'm tired of living. I'm tired of the way things are going. You know, I'm tired of being abused mentally, emotionally, physically, sexually. I'm tired of, you know, the injustice in the world. I'm tired of being discriminated against racially. I'm tired of being, you know, women, you know, being men being feminists. Some men, not all men. I mean, there are many different reasons. I lost my job. I lost my house. I lost my wife. I lost my kids. I lost my mind. I'm being funny, people. Nobody's going to say I lost my mind, so let me kill myself. Okay, I'm being funny. I'm being funny. Okay.
Amen. As a matter of fact.
People who have, hold on, Prophet. People who have lost their mind don't know they've lost their mind. So, of course, I'm being funny. Go ahead, Prophet.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, there are questions, you know, all the time. There are people who ask all the time when people do stuff, have you lost your mind? Have you lost your mind? So if that's the case, if we say, like Prophet means they just being funny, because if we take it from that point, a whole lot of people shoot.
I know that's,
you know,
right.
Be gone, you know. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you wonder.
Amen. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. It's a mystery at times. Praise
Amen.
God. So now we did our definition of the word suicide. It says the action of killing oneself intentionally. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some synonyms down here. And we know synonyms are other words that mean the same thing. It says self-destruction. That's one. Two, taking one's own life. Three, killing oneself. And four, self-murder, okay? So, the action of killing oneself, all right? So, let's go. I want to give you a few definitions now. Let's define the word kill. It says, cause the death of a person, an animal, or other living thing. To put an end to or cause the failure or defeat of something. So, let's just go with to cause the death of. Now, to kill means to kill yourself, right? Or to kill someone else. So suicide was defined as killing oneself intentionally. Ending your own life or ending the life of someone else, right?
Yeah.
But so suicide is causing your own death then. Whether it is done alone or whether you have help, right? Okay. So now let's go with the word murder. Okay. The unlawful, premeditated killing of one human being by another.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take off the unlawful part. Murder is killing one human being. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. It is to kill someone. You killing someone. Amen. Or yourself. You can murder yourself. Why? How do you do that? You get somebody else to do it. Because a synonym, as we said before, is what? A word that means the same thing. It's killing, right? Murder is killing. So you can also murder your own self, right? By definition of the word itself, correct? Okay. So now, what does the Bible say about killing? Because that's where I'm going with this. I'm going to discuss it from a biblical perspective. I'm not going to discuss it of whether I view it to be right or wrong. I'm going to discuss it from God's perspective. Amen? And in the book of Exodus, chapter 20 and verse 13, and I want to go ahead and give y'all a couple of minutes to get there. Well, not a couple. Give you a second to get there. Praise God if you do have your Bible. If you don't have your Bible, please go to www.BibleGateway.com and go to the book of Exodus, chapter 20. And once you get there to the book of Exodus, chapter 20, we will take a look at verse 13. Praise the Lord. So I want to thank God for everybody who has joined us today, because this is just the beginning of this discussion. Amen. Is assisted suicide right or wrong? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We will have many discussions on this topic, and I pray that, you know, those who are for it or against it would call in and we can discuss that. Amen. Because you know what? We as a society have to be able to dialogue one with another. We have to be able to sit down and have a conversation without a debate, without an argument. You can view or you can voice your view, amen, without being in an argumentative state, amen? Praise God. So I pray you've gotten there in your Bible right now, Exodus 20, verse 13. I want to thank everybody who joined us live here on the air. We're about to go off live, praise God. But for those of you who are listening, if you would like to hear the conclusion of today's discussion, praise God, as I said, this is just part one, you may call in. The call-in number is 347-324-3354. And I will tell you, if you do not do that within the next minute, you will not be able to hear the ending or the conclusion of today's discussion of this matter, which is part one. Amen. So thank you for all of you who are listening live, and for those of you who will decide that you do not want to continue to call, to continue to listen or call in, you will be able to listen in the archives if you decide you do not want to call in, praise God. But I would have loved to have you here just in case you did have a question or something that you did want to say. Amen. You would be able to comment. And so again, if you would like to comment and hear the rest of what is about to be said, the call-in number is 347-324-3354. You must do so within the next 30 seconds because we will go off the air live. Praise God. So let's get into Exodus chapter 20 and verse 13. It says, "Thou shalt not kill." Amen? Praise God. Now, God spoke these words and gave this commandment to Moses. And so we cannot negate what God has said. We cannot add anything to it or take anything away from it. God says, thou shalt not kill. You should not kill. Do not kill, rather. Do not kill. Amen? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That means don't kill yourself, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And don't kill anybody else, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm just going to go with what God said. Do not kill. Do not. He didn't say do not kill yourself. So let's go there first, because I know people are going to say, wait a minute, the scripture does not say do not kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't. It says do not kill. It doesn't say yourself. It just says don't kill. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
What does he mean? Don't kill other people. Amen. Now, I'm just going to go off of what I believe. Amen. I don't believe he meant don't kill other people, but it's okay to kill yourself. I'm just going to say I don't believe that's what he meant.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Yes, it's funny, I know. But, listen, I'm being honest with you, people of God, because I do not believe, amen, I don't believe that God meant, amen, don't kill others, but you can kill yourself. I'm just saying, I don't believe that's what he meant. Praise God. Now, I'm not going to say that's what it says, because it doesn't say that in Exodus 20 and verse 13. It only says, thou shalt not kill. You shall not kill. Do not kill. Amen? And we saw that the definition of the word kill was to take a life, to take someone's life, not an animal, a human being, to take a human being's life, to take the life of a human being, whether it is you doing it because, you know, you don't like that person, or, you know, that person isn't doing what you want them to do, or, you know, they shamed you, or, you know, if I can't have them, nobody else can, or you killed them for money, or, you know, somebody else had a problem with them, and, you know, you decide you're going to take that matter into your hands, revenge, or you decided, you know, that person should not live anymore because whatever that reason is, or if they ask you to help them kill themselves, amen? The Bible says, thou shalt not kill. You shall not kill. Amen? Another human being. Because that's what he meant. Do not kill each other. Do not kill one another. Amen. So now I'm going to say this and give the floor to Prophet Morgan. This is what cannot happen. I cannot say, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. He didn't say you shall not kill only if this person is in pain, right? You shall not kill only if this person does not want to live anymore. You shall not kill only if, you know, the situation or the circle, they lost their job, you know, they lost their house, they lost their car, they lost their wife, they lost their husband, you know, their bank account is clean out, they have $0, and they're homeless. The Bible does not say, thou shalt not kill if, and then he listed the things that you could kill someone for. Amen? Now, I know there will be those people who argue, well, he didn't say you couldn't. He said don't kill, okay? And I'm just going to take thou shalt not kill to mean do not kill.
Don't kill.
Because that's what it says. I'm not going to say, well, he didn't say you can't kill yourself if. No, it doesn't say that in the Bible. But he said don't do it, period. That's it. Thou shalt not. You shall not. So now I cannot come in and add, you know, because the Bible says don't add anything to God's word and don't take anything away from it. I cannot come in and say he did say thou shalt not kill, but he didn't mean it in this situation. Because that now means I'm putting words in the mouth of God.
What? Yes.
And I don't want to do that because I'm not God. He alone is God, and he alone knows what he meant to say. And what he said. Praise God. So I'm going to take it in the literal sense of what he said, because this is the commandment he gave to Moses. Thou shalt not kill. You shall not kill. Do not kill one another. Okay, Prophet, the floor is yours.
Amen. Actually, I'm going to, because this is actually an interesting topic. And I know that you're the leader, but I want to, this is actually an interesting topic that I've never really, you know, really investigated.
Right.
You, please. So I'm going to come from a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, who is our target audience? Are we talking about, is it lawful within the confines of being saved, or are we talking to the general public? Or
well, we're talking to everybody, because here's the thing. We are Christians. We're believers, leaders. But here is the dilemma. I have to come from a biblical perspective. We're not here to tell anybody what they can and cannot do, no matter what. You have a choice. You can choose. God gave it to you. But we're looking at it in the confines of the Christian perspective, in God's eye view. What does God say about suicide, about killing yourself, or about killing someone else? What does God say about killing? What does God say about murdering? Murder. So we're coming from the Christian perspective, but anybody can listen in to discuss it. I'm not here to say, hey, you're right for doing it. Hey, you're wrong for doing it. That's not my job. Yeah. Our job here is to discuss what does God say about killing. Because even if you decide what we're saying here today is wrong, we're not here to talk about what we think and feel personally. We're talking about the Word of God. What does God say? Because I say what God says. You have a choice to make, and you have the right to make your own choice. That's what I say. So if you choose to live, wonderful choice. The Bible says choose life. If you choose not to live, that's your choice. The Bible says choose life or death. But I'm going to tell you what choice to make. Choose life. Now, that was physically meaning in the way you live, but it also meant if you want to kill yourself, you got to choose to live or choose to die, either way.
Yeah.
You have to choose. It is no one else's choice for you but you. You must make your own choice. So we're not here to tell you you can't choose life or death. You can choose it. If you physically choose to kill yourself, that's your choice, and you have a right to choose it. If you decide, hey, this life is no longer worth living, that's your choice, and you have a right to make your own choice. But we're not talking about what we think personally or what we feel personally. We're only coming at this from a biblical perspective because we want to know, what does God say? How does he feel about us taking someone else's life? How does God feel about it?
Well, you know, we have it there in the Word that it says, do not kill. But you also have those people that will argue with you. And they'll say this. Well, she read that out of the Old Testament. And, you know, we are New Testament believers. Well, okay, let's go New Testament. When you get, let's say we're talking to someone who is saved, but they're in a moment of depression. They're in a moment of, you know, I just can't take this. For whatever reason. Now, as Prophetess B said, we're not here to tell you what you can and can't do because you, because even though God wants something for you, he gives you free will.
There you go.
God has not, God does not make you a robot that, that forces you to do what he wants you to do. Because as Prophetess B said, he told the people, he said, the power, you have the power of, and I may be quoting this wrong, but he says, choose life.
That's right.
He says, on this side is death. He said, but if I were you, I would choose life. I would choose life that you and your descendants may live. So if he said choose life, he has given you the right choice to live. The right choice that you should choose. Now, can he make you choose? Can he make you choose life? No, he cannot. Because you can decide to still commit suicide. But here's the thing that I come up with when thinking about suicide. When we get saved, what do we say? Well, I'm going to, and I want you to think about the words that are coming out of my mouth. I'm going to give my life to God. I'm going, that's what we are now. I'm dealing with what you said when you got saved.
That's right.
I'm dealing with what you said when you got saved. I'm giving my life to God. I'm going to get saved. My life is now his life, and he now lives in me, through me, for me, all of this. So now, if you kill yourself,
Come on.
Have you taken your life back from him and put it in your own hands and said, I'm going to handle this?
Amen.
Oh, God.
And I want to stop right there just for a moment, Prophet. Prophet Morgan was just discussing about where, when God said we have a choice, praise God, that came out of the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30. You can read verses 9 through 20, but the verse he was discussing was verse 19. Go ahead, Prophet.
Here's what we're saying. Okay, have I now been a Indian giver with my own life? Where God is concerned, when I decide I'm going to kill myself. And then, what if God was to come to you and say, wait a minute, you got saved, you got delivered, you said that I could have control. You know, and so I want that to be something that we just ponder. Wait a minute, this is not supposed to be my life, because Paul said it this way, being saved, he said, it's no more I that liveth, but the Christ that liveth in me. So Paul was talking about dying to himself. Dying to what he wanted. He said, now my life is not mine to live, but it is Christ. You know, and so that's something that also I want us to conclude. I want us to include as something to just ponder. If you have been saved and you've walked up to the altar and given your life to Christ, that's just what you did. It's not yours anymore. So that's just a thought to ponder.
Amen. Praise God. You're absolutely right. The Bible does say, amen, and we have also made a decision when we gave our life to God that it now does belong to him. And we say constantly, Prophet, Lord, have your way, right, in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he does, that means then that we cannot, even if the salt comes to your mind, that means you do not have the right to do it.
Mm.
The Bible says, amen, and I want people to understand me here. I'm not trying to condemn anybody, because there are Christians who have taken their lives. I'm not here to condemn anyone. I'm here to tell you that's not what God wants or desires for you. Because, you know, I want you to hear God in this. Would a parent want a child to kill themselves? I mean, a loving parent, a loving mother, a loving father. Would they say, I don't care if you kill yourself, goodbye, go, jump off the bridge for all I care? No. A parent wants their child to live and outlive them, right?
Mm-hmm.
They want their children to be here after they leave this earth. No parent wants their child to leave the earth before them, right? So if no parent wants their